Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've pressed play on this one because today we're diving into topic 2.4, making financial decisions. And honestly, this is one of the most mark-rich topics in the entire GCSE business specification. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, or OCR, the core ideas here come up again and again. And once you've got them nailed, you'll be picking up marks that other students leave on the table. So here's what we're covering today: break-even analysis, cash flow forecasting, and financial ratios. We'll go through the key concepts clearly, I'll share some worked examples, then we'll do exam tips, a quick fire quiz, and a summary at the end. Grab a pen, you might want to jot a few things down.
Let's go.
Let's start with break-even analysis. This is probably the most calculation-heavy part of topic 2.4, and examiners absolutely love it. Break-even is the point at which a business's total revenue equals its total costs, meaning it's making neither a profit nor a loss. To find the break-even point, you use this formula: fixed costs divided by the contribution per unit. And contribution per unit is simply the selling price minus the variable cost per unit. Let me give you a quick example. Imagine a business's fixed costs of £10,000 per month. It sells each product for £5. And the variable cost per unit is £3. That means the contribution per unit is £5 minus £3, which equals £2. So the break-even point is £10,000 divided by £2, which gives us 5,000 units. The business must sell 5,000 units just to cover its costs. Now, examiners will also ask you to interpret a break-even chart. Remember, the fixed cost line is horizontal. It doesn't change with output. The total cost line starts at the fixed cost level and slopes upward. The revenue line starts at zero and slopes upward, where total costs and total revenue cross. That's your break-even point. The gap to the right of that point is profit. The gap to the left is loss. One more term you must know: the margin of safety. This is the difference between the actual level of output and the break-even output. If a business is selling 7,000 units and its break-even point is 5,000, the margin of safety is 2,000 units. A higher margin of safety means the business is further from making a loss. It's more financially secure. Now let's move on to cash flow forecasting. Cash flow is the movement of money into and out of a business. A cash flow forecast is a prediction of future inflows and outflows, usually presented month by month in a table. The key formula here is closing balance equals opening balance plus net cash flow, and net cash flow equals total inflows minus total outflows. Why does this matter? Because a business can be profitable on paper, but still run out of cash. Think about a business that invoices customers but doesn't get paid for 60 days. It might have a cash flow problem even if it's making a profit. This is called a liquidity problem, and it's one of the most common reasons businesses fail. If a business identifies a negative closing balance in its forecast, meaning it's going to run out of cash, it has several options. It could arrange an overdraft with its bank. It could chase debtors to pay faster. It could delay payments to suppliers, or it could cut costs. Examiners want you to be specific about these solutions and link them to the context of the business in the question. Now, the third area, financial ratios. These are used to analyze and compare a business's financial performance. The two you absolutely must know for GCSE are gross profit margin and net profit margin. Gross profit margin is calculated as gross profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. This tells you what percentage of revenue is left after paying for the direct costs of making the product, things like raw materials and direct labor. Net profit margin is net profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. This is the percentage of revenue left after all costs have been deducted, including overheads like rent, salaries, and interest on loans. So if a business has revenue of £500,000, cost of sales of £300,000, and total expenses of £420,000, then gross profit is £200,000, giving a gross profit margin of 40%. Net profit is £80,000, giving a net profit margin of 16%. What do these ratios tell us? A falling gross profit margin might suggest costs are rising or prices are being cut. A falling net profit margin might mean overheads are increasing. Examiners want you to interpret these figures, not just calculate them. Always ask, is this ratio going up or down compared to last year? How does it compare to competitors? What might explain the change? Right, let's talk about how to actually get the marks in the exam. First, always show you're working. In calculation questions, even if you get the final answer wrong, you can still earn method marks if your working is clear. Write out the formula first, then substitute the numbers, then calculate. Never just write the answer. Second, when you're asked to analyze or evaluate a financial decision, don't just describe what the numbers show. You need to explain what it means for the business. For example, don't just say, the net profit margin fell from 20% to 12%. Say the net profit margin fell from 20% to 12%, which suggests the business's overheads increased significantly, possibly due to rising rent or wage costs. This could be a concern if the trend continues, as it reduces the funds available for reinvestment. Third, a really common mistake is confusing cash flow with profit. Profit is revenue minus costs. Cash flow is the actual movement of money. A business can be profitable, but cash poor, and vice versa. If an exam question asks about cash flow problems, don't talk about profit. Fourth, in break-even questions, candidates often forget to label their charts correctly. Always label the axes, the three lines, fixed costs, total revenue, and mark the break-even point clearly. You will lose marks for unlabeled diagrams. Fifth, when evaluating whether a business should use a particular financial tool, think about its limitations. Break-even analysis assumes all output is sold and costs are predictable, which isn't always true in the real world. Cash flow forecasts are only as accurate as the assumptions behind them. Examiners reward candidates who acknowledge these limitations. Okay, quick fire time. Pause after each question if you want to think before I give the answer. Question 1. What is the formula for break-even output? Fixed costs divided by contribution per unit. Question 2. What is contribution per unit? Selling price minus variable costs per unit. Question 3. What does a negative closing balance in a cash flow forecast mean? The business will run out of cash in that period. Question 4. What is the formula for net profit margin? Net profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. Question 5. What is the margin of safety? The difference between actual output and break-even output. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you stumbled on any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up. Topic 2.4 is all about using financial data to make better business decisions. The three big areas are break-even analysis, knowing when a business covers its costs, cash flow forecasting, predicting and managing the movement of money, and financial ratios, analyzing profitability to compare performance over time or against competitors. In the exam, always show you're working, interpret your calculations in context, and don't confuse cash flow with profit. Use the command words as your guide. Calculate means show your formula and working. Analyze means explain what the numbers mean. Evaluate means weigh up the evidence and reach a judgment. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you understand how to earn is a mark you can go and get. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.